إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah. Whoever has taqwa of Allah will be successful. And whoever follows their desires will be led astray. O Muslims, companionship and social relations is not made beautiful and sweet except by having good kindness and character with one another. Our social relations are made beautiful, are made good and pleasant by fulfilling the rights of brotherhood, by fulfilling the rights of good interaction with others, by being fair and by being just, by fulfilling others' rights just as we would have our own rights fulfilled. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, being harsh, being qasi, harsh and hard-hearted, causes others to be disobedient. Being constricting or constraining causes people to destroy their relationships with others. Whoever abandons the rules and guidelines for good coexistence, good social relations, then the result of that is that a person will lose the friends that are close to him. Whoever does not forgive others, whoever does not overlook the faults of others, then they will find that this will lead them to the path of argumentation, the path of disputing, the path of abandoning others. This pathway will lead one to what is not desired and away from the goal of beautiful relationships with others. Whoever bypasses the way of forgiveness and overlooking and leniency, they find a lot of enmity, many enemies, and they have few close friends. And those who are beloved to him will abandon him, and those who are from his family will feel distant from him. Whoever abandons proper guidance and follows the way of ignorance in dealing with others, in dealing with others with ignorance and harshness, then what he has done is he will open the door to accusing others wrongfully, having evil disputes, lying in the argumentation, coldness towards his brothers, and enmity instead of loyalty. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, such a person, they show coarseness instead of being lenient and being flexible. They, when people try to bring them close and have good friendship with them, they make things constrained and difficult. They are brought close, people try to make friendships with them, but they make enmity with others. People try to make agreements with them, but they violate these agreements. People try to follow them, but they flee away from these people and try to separate from them. These characteristics have been warned about by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned against cutting off from others. Such people, they forget the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "La taqata'u." Do not cut off from one another. "La tadabaru." Do not turn your backs to one another. "La tabaghadu." Do not hate one another. "La tahasadu." Do not have hasad. Do not feel envious of one another. Do not be jealous of one another. "Wakunu ibadallahi ikhwana." Be brothers in the servitude of Allah. Be brothers to one another. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِمُسْلِمٍ أَنْ يَحْجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْقَ الثَّلَاثِ. And it is not right for a Muslim to abandon his brother, to make hijrah of his brother for more than 3 days. O Muslims, whoever gives dignity and respect to other Muslims, whoever honors his fellow Muslims, whoever seeks excuses for the faults of others, even when he is wrong, even when wrong is done to him, then such a person will live amongst people nobly, and he will be remembered by others and remembered in a very beautiful fashion. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, those who have the most right to good companionship, to kindness, to love, forgiveness, overlooking, and leniency is our own families, our own wives, those who are closest to us. Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mother, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum khayrukum li ahli." The best of you are those who are best to their families. "Wa ana khayrukum li ahli." And I am the best to my family. Narrated by Tirmidhi. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever shows goodness to his family, who strives to do righteousness to his parents, who tries to be noble, give them a happy face, give them lower his wing of kindness, then that is true nobility. That is being generous in one's character. And that is the way of the muttaqi. And whoever is stern and harsh in his taba, in his character, and who is firm and harsh-hearted, and is tough on his family, and has a hard heart, and conspires against them, and curses them through ignorance, and meets his parents by being closed to them and rejecting them, and acts with his wife by neglecting her rights and belittling her and dehumanizing her and punishing her and being violent with his children by scaring them and humiliating them and neglecting them and cutting off from his ties of kinship and abandoning, then that is the one who has done an evil relationship, who has had evil companionship. And that person has gone into great wrongdoing. And that person who has this harshness, this toughness, he is the cause of spreading or pushing people away from himself, his family being pushed away from himself. And he destroys family. He destroys the household. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, deal with one another with kindness. Deal with one another with gentleness. Be rafiq. Be kind. Be lenient with one another. Have love for one another. Overlook. Forgive. Have mercy. Do good to others. Ihsan. Have a good social rapport. When dealing with others, be kind and forgiving. Interact with others in a beautiful way, in a kind and loving manner. Overlook. Overlook others. Overlooking the faults of others is one of the greatest means of getting reward and hasanat. Guard your families. Guard your families from argumentation by overlooking their faults. And guard them from being dispersed by being forgiven. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever meets with others and shows arrogance and is harsh upon them, one who boasts in front of others, one who is tyrannical over others, one who belittles others, the one who harms others and threatens them and uses words that are harsh and hurtful, and who destroys the honor of others, and he takes the wealth of others by all kinds of conspiracy, such a person is reckless. Such a person has forgot what true honor means. They have given up. They have rejected being kind with others. They have hurt their fellow Muslims. And they have spread corruption in the land. And such a person has written upon himself shame in this world, and humiliation, and punishment that will never be, that will not be rejected, and a punishment that cannot be stopped. The Prophet ﷺ, he once spoke to his companions, and he said, "Do you know who the bankrupt person is? Man al-muflis? Who is the bankrupt person?" The Sahaba, they said, "It is the man who has no dirham and no mata'. He has no money and he has no possessions." The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "The bankrupt person is the one who comes on the Day of Judgment with prayer and fasting and good deeds, but he cursed this person, and he slandered that person, and he backbited another, and he hit or harmed others. So all of his good deeds will be taken away from him. And if his good deeds, they'll be taken from those he harmed, his good deeds will be given to those that he harmed. And if he has no more good deeds, he will take on the sins of those who he harmed. And then that person will be taken and thrown to the fire." Narrated by Imam Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, be careful of the rights of others. Fulfill the rights of others. And if we have wronged another, seek their forgiveness. Seek one another's forgiveness before a day comes when we will not be able to get their forgiveness. Let the month of Ramadan be an occasion to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let this month prompt us to stop our hostilities, to put an end to the fighting and disputes. Let this be a month to show forgiveness, and so that the rancor and envy and ills from the heart can be dissipated. Let this be a month of tolerance, of forgiveness, love and affection. Show tolerance so that peace and love and companionship can spread in our relationships, in our families, and in our society. The Prophet ﷺ, he taught that the best of you are the ones who hasten to give the greetings first, to hasten to say the salam first if there is a dispute, so that this encourages the spirit of love and harmony. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, on another note, life, this life of ours, it fluctuates between profit and loss. A man, he seeks to keep away from loss in this world and achieve success. Man, he rejoices when his business is profitable, and he boasts and he feels upset when he has a loss. He feels upset when he suffers loss in business, because loss, it makes one feel bitter and sad in the end. It has a painful experience. Some people who have a worldly loss, they tear at their clothing. They might even slap themselves out of anger. And they say words of jahiliyyah, ignorant statements. However, the true loss is not the loss in the worldly life. The true loss is not losing money or a job or a status or a position or some trade. The true loss is losing the afterlife. The true loss is losing the akhirah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made as an eternal abode. Worldly enjoyment is not a measure of true profit and loss. Many people have made profit in the worldly life, but they are losers in the next life, on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Az-Zumar, say the losers are those who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. That is the manifest loss. The losers on the day of resurrection, they are the ones who are really in loss. The wise people, they measure profit and loss in terms of iman, in terms of their faith, in terms of their success in the next world, in the hereafter. Because ultimately, man will lose his life. Ultimately, every man will lose his life in this world. So no matter how much wealth a person collects, no matter how much he piles up of the riches of this world, or earns or possesses, it will not benefit him in the long run. Listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "Wal 'asr, innal insana lafi khusr." By time, man is a loser. Man is in loss. But not all of man. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who have iman and do righteous deeds. Those who believe and those who act in accordance to their iman, who are patient and adhere to the haqq. They are winners. They are the winners in the next life. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest loss is for a Muslim to lose their religion. Any loss in this worldly life can be tolerated, but losing a Muslim's religion is the greatest loss, because it will end up in destruction in the afterlife, the eternal life. A Muslim can lose his religion by deviating from the straight path, by being misguided with false information, by being led by his whims and desires and lusts. A Muslim can lose his religion by abandoning one of the pillars of Islam. A Muslim can lose his religion by subjecting his religion to the worldly benefits. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, he prayed and he said, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. O our Lord, do not put our affliction, do not put our problem, our loss in our religion. Do not put our musiba, our affliction in our religion. If anyone misses out on good deeds and doesn't show eagerness to do good deeds, then they will be in true loss on the day of judgment. Their scales will be light and their sins will outweigh their good deeds. And that person will be a loser. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-A'raf, as for those whose scale of good deeds are heavy, they will be successful by entering paradise. And as for those whose scale of good deeds is light, they will lose their own selves. They will lose their own selves because their souls will be in loss on the next, in the Day of Judgment. They will end up in the hellfire because they denied and rejected the verses. When Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam were sent down out of paradise, they prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, O Allah, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us, then we are surely amongst the losers. Whoever is deprived of Allah's proximity, whoever is deprived of Allah's mercy and love, whoever is deprived of Allah's forgiveness, such a person is the true loser. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the sign of the loser, the sign of the loss of a person, loss of his religion, is by making alliance with those who reject faith and obeying them. The Quran has warned us against this. O you who believe, Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, if you obey those who disbelieve, they will turn you back on your heels and do mischief on the earth. If you obey those who disbelieve, they will send you back on your heels and they will cause you to be losers. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, another trait of the losers is that their worship of Allah is connected to worldly benefits. Their worship of Allah is only in accordance to worldly benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, and amongst mankind are those who worship Allah ala harf, on an edge. They worship Allah on an edge, as if they have doubt about the religion of Allah. If good comes to them, then he is happy. But if evil, if a trial befalls him, he turns back and he goes to kufr. He loses in this world and the next. This is the condition of a person whose Islam, whose iman is conditioned upon worldly benefit. If his Islam, his worship of Allah brings him benefit, he's happy with his religion. But if he finds in worshipping Allah tribulation, trial, he turns back on his heels and leaves the religion and abandons it and becomes of those who are in true loss. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, some people do not worship Allah except when they are prosperous. And if they are happy, comfortable, they worship Allah and obey His orders. But if the good life turns away from them, then he turns back on his heels. He adheres to worshipping Allah when it brings him comfort, but he rejects it when he has affliction. He is a loser in this world and the hereafter. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, some men came to Medina to accept Islam or to learn about Islam. If their wives had children and their animals gave birth, they accepted Islam. But if their wives and their animals didn't have any children, they said, this is not a good religion. This is a bad religion. And they turned back. The Quran, it tells us in its perfect guidance what true loss is. Allah says, O you who believe, when Allah says, O you who believe, then those who have iman, who have, they should listen with their hearts. O you who believe, let not your property and your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. And whoever does that, then they are true losers. Whoever's money, business, children, family diverts them from the worship of Allah, the obedience of Allah, under the delusion that this is how they will attain profit, they are totally wrong. They are totally mistaken. They believe that the road to enjoyment and security is through these worldly things. However, they are only following a road who ends in loss and perdition. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, all of the prophets, all of the reformers, all of the scholars of our past, they perceived the true loss and they warned people about it. Our ulama, the prophets of old, and the reformers, they were conscious of the loss. And they averted their people from it by warning them, particularly warning them against losing their iman in Allah and their faith in Allah. Prophet Hud alayhi salam, he said to his people, he says, I have come to you. There has come to me a mercy from Allah. So who can help you against Allah if I were to disobey Him? This would only increase me in loss. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, feeling secure from Allah's planning is one of the greatest losses. Feeling that one will never be afflicted by Allah, that they are safe and secure, this is one of the greatest losses. So the question is, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the wise person should ask himself, how can I save myself from being a loser? How can I save myself from being a loser? How can I protect myself? Where is the Prophet? The Quran, it guides us to the true Prophet, the true Prophet which will never have any regret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, the greatest business, shall I not show you or call you to the business that will save you from a great punishment? Then Allah says, it is that you believe in Allah and that you believe in His Messenger and you strive hard in the way of Allah with your wealth and with your lives. That is better for you if you only knew. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, as we embark upon this blessed month of Ramadan, we pray to Allah to make it a month of true prophets, a month where we reconcile our relationships with one another, we forgive one another, we try to reconnect the bonds of family and overlook each other's faults. And we pray to Allah to not make us of the losers, to make us of the winners, of the truly successful ones, the ones who enter paradise forever. And from the greatest actions, especially on the day of Friday, is to send peace and blessings upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever prays for him once, Allah sends 10 prayers upon him. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa qurrati ayunina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم ارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم نسألك الرفق في التعامل، نسألك التسامح، نسألك الأخلاق الطيبة. اللهم اهدنا إلى أحسن الأخلاق واصرف عنا سيئها، لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم عنا على القيام والصيام وغض البصر وحفظ اللسان. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
حقا لا إله إلا الله. Please come forward, close the gaps as much as you can. For make room in the back for the other brothers, inshallah. Complete the first lines first.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين،
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.